Good morning, everybody. I'm Bante Subaru.
各位朋友早上好啊，现在是 Bante Subaru 为我们开示。
One of the things I love about Buddhism is how there are many different kinds of devas, but they're not like the center of the religion.
尊者呢，他对佛教呢比较喜爱，是因为我们佛教里面有很多天神，天神，但是天神不是代表佛教的一大部分。
It seems most other religions, they believe in some sort of God, and that God is the center of the religion. Everything's about worshipping that God. It's all about that God.
在其他很多宗教呢，似乎是崇拜他们的神，他们只是神当作一个崇拜的对象，而只有礼拜他们的神是他们的重要的任务。
Then there are those, especially in the West,who take the opposite view, the atheists, and they feel confident, no, there's no God whatsoever.
相对的，在西方世界的有一些人呢，有不相信有神的传说。
Buddhism takes a middle path between these two extremes, saying, well, yes, there are devas. Yes, those devas have...different powers and different roles, different abilities, but they're not the center of the religion.
在佛教里面呢，他们是取的中道，是一种有重要之道。那在佛教里面呢，是相信有天神，但是他不，我们的佛教呢，的天神就是当作一个伟大的偶像的崇拜。天神，佛教里面天神，他有不同的能力，不同的就是超能力的这个力量。
So these devas can have different levels of power, and I'm going to read from a couple of suttas talking about these devas today.
所以在佛教里面所说的天神，那他们都有不同。阶级的那个能力，那种阶级的那个力量，那就是人方之类。但是今天尊者为我们开示呢，引述几个经典来讨论这个佛教里面的天神。
In Buddhism, it's possible to practice and be reborn as one of these devas. We don't just get reborn into a heaven where we worship these devas. No, we get to be.Just like these devas, if we practice.
在佛教里面呢，我们是如果有通过修行呢，我们是有能力、有机会呢，就是重生成为天神。不像其他宗教呢，他们相信他们往生之后到天堂呢，在天堂里面去崇拜他们天神。佛教里面是说我们个人也有能力修行呢，最后呢能够重生到天界，能成为天神。
So the first sutta is from the Anguttara Nikaya. This is 3.116. Anguttara Nikaya 3.116.
这是尊者要开始的第一个经典呢，就是真支部。我们真支经藏里面的真支部第三集，第一六经。
Okay, now, many of you have probably heard about the fifth jhana, where one attains to the infinity of space. One feels this wonderful sense of an infinity of space.
大家是我都有听说过啊，第五禅，第二禅是第五禅，第三是谈到的是关于空无边处啊，空无边。
Okay, so I'm going to skip ahead a little bit in the sutta. Okay, so there's a person who is able to enter and remain in the dimension of infinite space. This is the fifth jhana.
一个凡修者呢，如果他能够入住于一个空无边处的那个幻想呢，他就是属于第五禅，就是第五个禅想。
They enjoy it and like it and find it satisfying.
那如果再进入这个空无边的这个事呢，他就在那边享受到，在那边沉浸入住于这个空无边。
If they're set on that, committed to it, and meditate on it often, without losing it, when they die, they're reborn in the company of the gods or devas of the dimension of infinite space.The lifespan of the gods or devas of infinite space is 20,000 eons.
在这个虚空无边处诸天的这个天神的寿命量呢，总共有20,000大劫，是很长很长的，一个劫是很多年。
So have you been to the local mall here called the Eon Mall? It's that shopping mall just 20 minutes or half an hour away from here, Eon Mall.Even I went to the Eon Mall once. So that word eon, like A-E-O-N, that's the English word which we use to mean an incredibly long time, like...millions, billions, trillions of years. It's just extremely long time.
在英文这个 aeon, A-E-O-N 是你的意思是说指的是代表很长很长时间，代表几万年、几千年、几亿年的一个时光。
So this sutta just talked about gods that live 20,000 eons.
啊，这个经刚才我们在讲的这个经呢，是讲到这个空无虚空无边处的天神呢。它的寿命量有两万个大劫、
So the Pali word is kappa, K-A-P-P-A, and it got translated into the English word eon.
对，在巴利文里面是这个英文是 eon， 在巴利文是 kappa, K-A-P-P-A, kappa.
So you might wonder, all right, how long is that, Venerable Subro?Give me a sense of how long that is, an eon.
各位可能要这样注解，就是说，到底eon是多少年
？So the Buddha uses several poetic analogies about how long that is.
我叫你就用很多比喻来形容这个eon的长度，时间的长度。
So imagine.A big cube of metal, a cube, you know, like think of like a dice, you know, like a little box, you know what I mean? Like a little square box, a cube. Now imagine that this cube is made of solid metal, and each side of the cube is 16 kilometers.
那这里大家可以想象一个正方形的这个钢制的这个立体呢，它的长度是，就是上下左右呢，就是一共长16公里，高16公里，阔16公里的一个正方形的这个铁铸的这个长 好像袋子的这个立体。
So it's like a dice. Everyone would know what a dice is, right?
But
it's
a dice.
Yeah. So the dice is solid metal and it's each side is 16 kilometers long. And now imagine that once every 100 years, a dove, a bird, comes flying along with a piece of silk in his beak. He's got a silk cloth, you know, in his beak. And he flies down and he gently brushes the cube with the silk once every 100 years. Sooner would that metal cube be completely worn away, then an eon would pass.
对，当这个一百年飞一次的这个鸟来刷这个立体呢，慢慢渐渐的，这立体会越来越小，直到完全消失为止呢，这是代表这个eon的年限有多长。
So the dove rubs the cube with the silk once every 100 years and completely wears it away. So an eon is longer than the amount of time that would take. Okay, so these devas live 20,000 of those eons. So any Buddhist who practices hard and they can achieve the fifth jhana, if they get really good at that, wow, is there ever a big reward? If they can, you know, even if they don't attain nirvana, they can go to this heaven where these sorts of devas are. So this gives us a sense of wonder, and it stretches our imagination to the very limits to imagine this. Okay, so back to the sutta. Okay, so an ordinary person stays there until the lifespan of those gods is spent in that heaven. But then they go to hell or the animal realm or the ghost realm after that lifespan.
所以当一个普通的一般人呢，如果投资在这个虚空接触的这边，在那里享受他的寿命量呢，等到他的寿命结束之后呢，在那个虚空天的终结处呢，他会走到地狱出根界的那个位置。
But a disciple of the Buddha stays there in that heaven until the lifespan of those gods is spent, then they're extinguished in that very life. Extinguished means attains nibbana.
但是呢，如果是自尊的这个佛弟子呢，必须在那个虚空无边处的天界呢，享受他的寿命呢，度过那个天界的寿命量之后呢，那这个佛陀的这个自尊的这个佛弟子呢，将居在那个天界观涅槃、观涅槃。就跟一般人不一样，一般人会得到地狱或者是恶鬼或者是生道，那但是自尊的这个弟子呢，他就会在那边波涅槃，在那个虚空无边处边波涅槃。
This is the difference between a learned noble disciple and an unlearned ordinary person as regards their place of rebirth.
这就是所谓的有受教导的这个圣弟子与没有受教导的一般人来说，这是他的不同，那就是不同的差别。就是一个可以投身在出生界地狱或者是鬼是一般的，但是圣弟子呢，他们就会佛涅槃。
So this is interesting. Religions such as Hinduism can teach how to attain birth in a heaven like this, but Buddhism can take one all the way to Nibbana and thereby cut off future lives, which are much worse off after that heavenly birth, lives in the hell realm, the animal realm, or the ghost realm.
对对，基督教呢，虽然可以一样可以教导人家怎么投生天界，但是佛教的这个教义呢，是教我们呢可以投生到这个天界，然后在享受寿命之后呢，不会再过度出生恶鬼地狱界，然后会在那里涅槃。
So this is a pretty amazing sutta, the kind you rarely ever hear. Has anybody heard this before? Raise your hand. No, not a single hand got raised. I'm sort of like that one rare monk who likes to collect these sorts of unusual suttas. I find this kind of thing very interesting. So 20,000 eons, if you can master the fifth jhana in heaven.
对，两万个大劫啊，这么长的时间，你可以在那个天界那边修行，那可以在那边享受地禅。
And you can attain Nibbana after that if you're a good Buddhist, as opposed to some lower birth after that, if you just follow other religions.
对，在那边享受到第五禅呢，啊，在那修行可以一直达到涅槃。非常奇妙的啊，不是一般人这样的，在天界享受寿命之后，可能就会投生到那个地狱啊、畜生啊，或者是这个恶鬼道。
Okay, now this sutta repeats the same thing, the same pattern twice more, but for the sixth jhana and the seventh jhana. So this, the sixth jhana here is infinite consciousness. So instead of infinite space, it's infinite consciousness. It's as though one's consciousness expands to be an infinite size. Now, if you can master that, the heaven you go to, that one lasts 40,000 eons, not 20. And as to the seventh jhana, which is the base of nothingness, the base of nothingness, like there is nothing at all. If you can master that, you can be reborn in a heaven which lasts 60,000 eons. So with more effort, with more skill, there's a bigger reward. In other religions, where there's just one heaven, you don't have to try all that hard. There's just only one heaven to go to, and if you just pass a certain amount of skill, you just get in. There's just one heaven to go to. In Buddhism, the reward you get for how hard you work, that reward gets bigger and bigger the harder you make an effort. Okay, so that's the first sutta I wanted to read from. And there's another sutta kind of similar to this that I'd like to read from as well. Okay, so we just, this was, once again, Anguttara Nikaya 3.116. Okay, now this next one is Anguttara Nikaya 4.125. Okay, now in this sutta, it's pretty similar. It talks about what will your reward be if you can master even so much as loving kindness, okay, the Brahma Vihara of loving kindness. This isn't even a jhana, it's just loving kindness.
Okay. 要经过那个四无量心的，就是巴拿米拉利啊，四无量心就是可以通过你的慈悲心的，也一样的有很好的成就啊。
So if you can master this, you go to a heaven that lasts one eon.
如果你能够熟悉啊，那这个入住于这个啊。
So this name is called, it's the Devas of Brahma's retinue. So you can be reborn in the heaven where Brahma is the king. Now you might think, only one eon? What happened to the 20,000, the 40,000, the 60,000? One doesn't sound very good. But even one eon is still an extremely long time. Remember that block of metal, the 16 kilometer, you know, per side cube, and then the dove rubs it with the silk. It's still a very long time. The dove only rubs it once every 100 years. So if any of us in this room live to be 100, we'll be lucky. Okay, now this sutta also mentions, what if we can master not just loving-kindness, but like the second Brahmavihara, compassion, karuna. So if you can master that, you can go to heaven for two eons. So I've met two Sailes here. There's Saile Karuna, and there's also Saile Karuna Vihari. So if they master Karuna, they become Karuna masters, they can go to heaven for two eons. Let's hope they attain Nibbana. And I bet you everybody here has heard of the Dalai Lama, right? The Dalai Lama? So in the Mahayana, they teach a lot of compassion all the time. So this sutta in the early Buddhist texts, which is much older than the Mahayana sutras, this sutta is saying, go ahead and do that, be a master of that, and you can go to heaven for two eons.
我们这里提到的是，这个经呢，比我们的所谓的汉传佛教呢比较早。 所以这个经呢，也提到说，我们透过这个正确的修行，可以得到啊很长的这个天界的供应。
Okay, now let's look at the third Brahmavihara, which is called mudita or sympathetic joy.
啊，现在提到接下来就是讲到自无量心的第三个。第三个就是我们所谓的摩尼大觉体。
So if you master that, you can go to heaven for 4 eons.
如果你能够熟悉了这个摩尼大就觉体的，将有十个大劫的寿命在天界。
Can somebody get Brother Tay a drink? You okay? Okay. Okay, now, the fourth of Brahmavihara, which is Upeka or equanimity. Can anybody here guess how many eons in heaven can you get if you master that?
大家可以猜一猜，如果你能够具有那个的具的这个定的修行呢，你能够在天界得到多长的寿命？
Okay, it was one, then two, then four, and now for Upeka, what do you think you get?
对，我们从那个新的一个大劫，悲悯的两个大劫，还有讲到我们随喜的四个大劫，那这个不会大，就是一个东西就是舍心，一共给你多少大劫的寿命
？Okay, nobody wants to guess.
大家猜不出来。我们讲的这个寿命是在天界的寿命。
It went 1, 2, 4, so what I would probably guess if I didn't read this sutta was 8. You know, it looks like it's jumping up exponentially. 1, 2, 4, 8. That's what I guess.
对，如果我们试着说，他如果不看这个经，念这个经，他会猜说从一跳到两个大劫，然后跳出来，对，这个舍呢应该是八个大劫，因为是以双倍成了。
You know, like 2 to the power of 2 to the power of 2 is 4, yeah. Well, anyway, this isn't math class. But the answer is 500. It's not 8. So 500 eons for Upeka. That one is... There's all of a sudden a big jump over the other ones.
对，这个 Upeka 舍呢，一共有一个大妖精，就是一共总共有100个大劫，从第八，从四跳到500。
Okay, and then for each of these Brahmaviharas, the sutta makes the same point as from the last sutta, which is, now if you are instructed by the Buddha, well instructed, you can attain Nibbana after the end of that heavenly lifespan. But with the help of other religions, you might go to a less fortunate birth after that heavenly lifespan. You might go to the ghost realm, the animal realm, or the hell realm.
如果是其他的宗教呢？如果你投生在天界呢？因为你不是佛陀的圣弟子教导的，所以 在天界享受完你的寿命之后呢，你就会投生到地狱啊、恶鬼啊，或者是畜生道。
So basically, the teachings about karma in Buddhism can make that difference.
对，在佛教的教的业的作用啊，karma业的作用可以让我们体验到不同的这个结果。
So I'll briefly summarize the four different types of karma in Buddhism.
对，这里要简述，就是说，在佛教里所讲到的四种。
So four different types of intention.
一种不同的这个意志啊，不同的目标目的啊。
So the first kind is wholesome intention or good intention.
第一个就是善的基础善处啊。
The second kind is unwholesome intention or bad intention.
那第二种是不善的意念，不善的行为。
So the third kind is a mixture of the wholesome and unwholesome, or a mixture of the good and bad intention.
第三个是好坏，善和不善一起掺杂在一起。
And the fourth kind is.The karma leading to the ending of karma.
第四种就是业的产生呢，导致业的终止。
The intention leading to the ending of intention, like worldly intention.
就是说，它的目标是要结束这个世俗界的这个业的经那个运作。
So the first two kinds are very easy to understand, the good and the bad karma.
就是第一种是善，第二种是不善，所以它的业的结果报是不一样。
The third kind I find very interesting because it's a mixture of good and bad, a mixture of unwholesome and wholesome.
第三种是善与不善的混合起来，所以是非常。
So this is interesting to think about how people's intentions can be there's kind of a mixture of good and bad there. It's not just black and white, good or bad.
在这里提到的人的一个人的行为他的目的呢，可以是善而不善，而不是黑只有黑和白的。小亮姐是有黑素黑素的吧，它是有善和不善的混合的。
And I say, this is a, it's kind of an opportunity, it's an opportunity to think over our intentions. We might think it's the good kind, we might think this is the wholesome kind, but maybe it's a mixture of good and bad, and we're kind of fooling ourselves.
所以我们要当然是基础，就是说一业中，我们可能以为是善的基础，以为善的基础，但是可能也有包含着不善的意图、不善的基础，然后被要仔细去分析了解善与不善的这个混合。
So in Buddhism, it's very good when we can catch ourselves, if we fool ourselves, and honestly admit that there's maybe some bad intentions in there too, along with the good.
对，我们对佛教徒呢，常常会检讨说，我们可能会错误的愚弄自己，说以为是做好的，其实我们也可能包括了不善，所以我们要仔细的去回想啊，我们所做的善举呢，是否有包含着不善的目的啊？
So the more we can purify our intentions, the more we can kind of straighten out our intentions to just be the good kind, that's very good in Buddhism. You, We get much better results when we do that.
对，我们要实实在在亲近啊，走亲近是亲近自己的心啊，先把自己亲近的心呢，避免要做不善不亲近的事情。那这是佛教里面佛教徒可以自我改进、自我进步的这个啊思维。
If we don't straighten out our intentions and they stay mixed good and bad, the results we get will also be a mixture of good and bad.
对，如果我们不区分我们的区分是我们的举止，我们的行为呢是善或不善的，那我们有可能我们的一切行为呢所做的行为，这个所做的业呢，也可能包含了善与不善的业报。
We might think our intentions are entirely good, but then we find results coming back which are a mixture of good and bad. And when it's a mixture of good and bad, we can see, oh, I must have had some bad intentions in there too. I've had several examples of this in my life, but I won't tell you now. There's not enough time before lunch, but yeah, and the stories are pretty personal, but it's true. In my own life, that's been true again and again.
尊者这里没有时间跟我们讲解释，他本身有经历过几件相类似的情况，他甚至有感到他的这个结果，但是因为时间关系呢，尊者没有办法跟你解释他是个人的体验，善与不善的这个业报的结的分的。
I'd like to talk more about the fourth kind of karma, which is the karma leading to the ending of karma.
甚至要强调这第四种的这个业，第四种业是我们所造的业呢，是在终止业的运作的结束。
So that fourth kind.We must become a master of if we want to attain Nibbana.
这第四种呢，这个我们需要去熟悉它，我们要去修行精进它，来以达到我们最后涅槃的目的。
It's when we learn to stop making karma in the world. That is how we.Are able to eventually attain Nibbana.
就是有关于我们怎么在这个世间去造业呢？然后造业就让我们最后能够我们所造的业呢，让我们结束我们的这个轮回，就是我们能达到涅槃的结果。
So we learn how to stop making the karma, the first three kinds, the good kind, the bad kind, and the mixture of good and bad kind. We figure out how to quit making that karma.
So, 意思是说，我们要学习，要去实践如何去造业啊，就是刚才讲的前三项的业，善业、不善业和善业、不善业合起来的这个业的运作，我们要如何去结束或者是终止这些前三项的业的运作，就是善业、不善业、善业、不善业的。
The Buddha teaches this skill called Saleka. That's the Pali word, Saleka, which in English translation, and it's not a very common word, but the English translation I've heard is effacement. Effacement. It's a rare word, Saleka. But I'll, you could look up this word effacement in, you know, a web search for the definition. I'll explain the definition of effacement.
所以苏哲他们也是一个巴利的祭司句，就是 Salika。
Yes, that's the Pali word, Salika. Yeah. I used to know a monk named Saleko, by the way. Same word.
有一个句子也叫 Saleko 啊，同。
So what effacement is when we learn to behave in a way that is inconspicuous. Do you know this word, inconspicuous? It means we don't stand out in any way. We don't, what's the word? Another way to say it is not inclining. We don't push on our views in any direction. There's no pushing of views in any direction.
这是一个意思，我们不持己见啊，不知强加自己的意愿在任何左右方面。
By the way, most Chinese people I meet are very good at this.
尊者说他所遇到的华人呢，很多都有这样子的特质啊，就是舍利伽的特质，不持己见啊，不偏不倚。
Most of the Westerners I meet are terrible at this.
他尊者所遇到的西方人士呢，对这方面非常糟糕啊，就是不好的成就嘛，不好的表现。
Westerners tend to have a very hard time with this Salika thing, this effacement.
就是西方人就对这以 Salika 的这个态度的表现呢是非常差的，但是不会不偏不倚的。
So if you've made Westerner friends, they are very like individualistic, their attitudes.
对，在跟以西方人交往呢，他通常他们都是比较个人化，个人化就是强调个人。
Whatever they like, they love it, and they want to tell you all about it.
如果他喜欢一个东西，他喜欢的话，他就会完完全全告诉你他的喜爱。
If they're into photography, they want to tell you everything about photography. They want to show you their nice camera.
所以他如果是非常喜欢摄影的，他要跟你讲述他的摄影技巧，他的好。就是珍贵的这摄影器材啊，就表现他自己。
If they're into mountain biking, they have a fancy mountain bike and they want to tell you all about it.
如果他喜欢骑脚踏车，就是骑爬山的脚踏车，他就会炫耀说他的脚踏车是多么的昂贵，多么的精良。
So they're very passionate and enthusiastic about their hobbies.
所以他们对他们自己的习惯呢、喜好呢，非常诚。
And when it comes to their political views, they have very, very strong opinions about that. Sometimes they get angry very easily if you don't agree with them. Okay, so that's the exact opposite.Of being inconspicuous or being like very cool and very just doesn't need to push any views. Inconspicuous. That is a common word in English, although it's kind of a
fancy one.西方人的态度不一样，就不偏不倚了，不会持坚持己见的。
Okay, so maybe an example of what does inconspicuous mean? Like, imagine somebody who's like an undercover spy, you know, like James Bond or something, undercover spy.
那么要解释这个 inconspicuous 的，就是说，大家可以想象，如果像 James Bond 这样的间谍，双面间谍。
So James Bond doesn't want you to know he's a spy. He's trying to keep that a secret.
So James Bond 是不要让人家知道他是间谍，所以他要保持机密。
So his behavior is very calm, very cool.
所以他的举止非常的平静，非常的安，就是举止大方平静。
So he He never draws attention to himself. He never stands out in any way. That's inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous.
Yeah. It's like so average, so normal, so boring that you just don't really pay any attention to him. So he's trying to avoid you finding out he's a spy. Yeah, so it turns out this is like a spiritual skill. Seleka.
Seleka 就看起来是一个精神上、意志上的这个技巧。
And this skill is very, very important if you ever want to attain Nibbana.
如果要拥有这个技巧呢，是对要达证入涅槃呢，是非常重要的。
Now, James Bond, you know, he's trying to hide, but when we learn to, you know, we're not spies, and we just learn to cool down all of our strong views, you know, we learn to, it's not like we're hiding anything, but we learn to just blend in, we just learn to fit in. That's when we have learned this Seleka thing. We've learned effacement.
就是我们如果要学习，就是不要显耀自己，不要标榜自己，就很平静，也不是以就特别是隐瞒自己，让自己平庸表现这样子。那就是刚才这才这个班队要提的，就是这个隐形性格。Yeah,
so in these suttas I read, where there's you know, one person attains Nibbana at the end of their heavenly life, and the other person continues having lives, more lives, and bad ones sometimes. That all hinges on, that all depends on how good are they at that fourth kind of karma, the karma leading to the ending of worldly karma. A lot of the Westerner Buddhists I know, they love to meditate, and some are even really good at it too. But they're not very good at this Seleka thing because they're so individualistic. Most of the Asian Buddhists I meet, they're kind of like the opposite. They're great at Seleka, but maybe they don't meditate very much.
但是我们东方的这个出家人，三密的，Sorry?
Well, I've been to Sri Lanka, I've been to Thailand, and now Malaysia as well. Yeah, and just most of the Buddhists I meet, in these Asian countries. Bless their hearts. I'm glad they're Buddhist. Most of lay people don't meditate very much that I meet. So if you actually meditate a lot, good, you know, and if you don't meditate much, please meditate more. And if there's any Westerners listening to this, I'm also recording this and I'll put it on my website. But if Westerners listen to this, they need to work on that fourth kind of karma. They need to work on their Salika, even if their meditation is good. Okay, time's running out. There is a sutta, and I'll point it out if you want to know. A sutta saying, just because you practice all the jhanas, that doesn't automatically efface you. Effacement is a separate skill. Like, jhanas don't magically create this effacement, this salika. Salika is a separate skill. So if you're very curious, I can find which sutta that is for you. I can tell you the sutta. It does say that in the early Buddhist texts. Okay, so I'll just conclude here and thank you.
好，真的结束今天的开始，萨度萨度萨。